Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Divine Goddess Radio. We are your hosts, Marie Langley
and Beth Jacobson,
and we are excited that you joined us today. We created the show as a venue to discuss the many facets of healing, shifting, and spirituality.
And our show is on 3 days a week, Wednesdays from 3 to 3.30, Fridays from 12 to 1, and Sundays from 10 to 11. You can follow our show on Blog Talk Radio by clicking on the follow button or check out our blog at divinegoddessradio.wordpress.com.
And you can also email us at divinegoddessradio@gmail.com. We'd love to hear any feedback or insights or any comments that you would like to make. You can also reach Beth at 651-900-4136 and Marie at 651-303-0555. And you can also download our shows as a podcast using the iTunes or RSS feed buttons on our Blog Talk Radio page. And when you're on Facebook, we would appreciate if you went on and liked Divine Goddess Radio. Welcome to Hump Day, everybody. Sorry we're a little, we had some technical difficulties getting
dang
on blasted
there. Lunar eclipse.
But we're on. That's what matters.
Yeah,
that's what matters.
I'm like, really, computer, you're going to sit here and not let us on? Oh, boy. So anyway, the theme of our show today is the lunar eclipse and full moon, both on the same day on October 18th. And obviously, we're feeling this energy.
I'm feeling really good. Yesterday was my day.
I'm feeling good today. It's just that I can feel that stuff is coming. You know how you said the other day that it was brewing?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm feeling it because I'm noticing it with people. I'm noticing it in, obviously, like this, things that are happening. I'm making plans, and all of a sudden, floop, they're flipped, and things are just not going as orderly as they have been. So.
So it's a good thing I have no plans.
I tell you. Yeah. So the full moon lunar eclipse, like I said, is on the 18th. So that's in 2 days. And this full moon lunar eclipse is in Aries, which will bring about sudden changes. So lunar eclipses are the wild cards of the full moon, so expect some surprises. Aries is a fire sign and is ruled by the planet Mars. Mars is the planet of action, courage, passion, battle, sexuality, competition, and drive. It is our warrior planet. This full moon in Aries calls for us to be spiritual warriors. So we must have the courage in our lives to move forward and live our truth. You may face sudden changes or surprising developments during this full moon. Relationships of all types will be the focus. Emotions may come to the surface easily, and also anger or frustration may come up as well. So let go of this in any healthy way through exercise or meditation. And if you're feeling any anxiety or stress during this intense full moon, you know, deep breathing helps. Journaling, you know, we've talked about that. And since it's also a full moon, it's a great time for releasing too. So letting go of old thoughts, patterns, and habits that no longer contribute to your spiritual growth, write them down. It's still good weather. You can still have a burning ceremony. You can do it at a fireplace or outside. And you want to let go of any burdens, blocks, and unhealthy patterns in your life. And also make sure to drink plenty of water during this full moon lunar eclipse in Aries. This will cool off the excessive fire and intensity of this moon.
Oh.
Yeah. So, you know, I've been reading around and people are saying, oh, it's going to be a hair-raising one. So there were, you know, people are saying they're already feeling the hairs on the back of their neck sticking up. So I thought, you know, what I found was a really good article by Susan Miller. I don't know if you have been on her website. She does a pretty good astrology forecast every month for all the signs.
No, I've never.
And she actually had a little, some points about lunar eclipses.
Oh.
So, you know, when you're preparing for an eclipse, she's got some good tips. So I thought I'd read some of those if people can.
Sounds good. I'd like to know them.
Okay. So people are, you know, what's the difference between a solar eclipse and a lunar eclipse? Let's define that first. A solar eclipse occurs when the moon stands between the sun and the earth, cutting off the light of the sun.
Okay.
A solar eclipse is always a new moon
and
tends to mark a new beginning.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. And then a lunar eclipse occurs when the earth stands between the moon and the sun, cutting off the light of the sun from the moon.
Ooh.
So a lunar eclipse is always a full moon
hmm.
and usually marks endings or, you know, culmination points. So remember, when you're doing your new moon, you know, you're starting something new. That's when you would write down your intentions or your manifestations.
Okay.
And then the full moon is the completion
oh.
of those. So you have that cycle that's constantly going.
Oh.
Yeah. So whatever you want to manifest, you know, whatever you're working on in your new moon, you should see that culmination in 2 weeks on that.
Okay, so here, let's just, because I know there's people who are probably coming across Divine Goddess Radio blog for the first time. So let's say you write down your intentions, and it doesn't manifest by the full moon.
Mm-hmm.
So, because I can hear the people, oh, how many times do I have to do it before it manifests? So what would you say to them, Marie?
Well, what I would say is, if you don't see the manifestation come through by the next new moon.
So give two new moons.
Give another 2 weeks for the new moon to come again. You would write them down again, but try to change your wording this time and see if you're not asking for what you want, you know, in a very clear and concise way. Just asking for money doesn't mean anything. You know, you could say, well, I want more money. Well, someone could give you, you could find a penny on the ground. Well, now you're a penny richer.
Mm-hmm.
So be very clear, very specific about what you want.
Mm-hmm.
And then also remember that if things don't manifest for you at this time, it may not be the right time for you. It may not be for your higher self or for your soul. So divine timing is everything. So if you're manifesting, if you're writing things down and it's not happening as fast as you want or when you want, just keep in mind that the universe may be saying, we hear you, but this isn't the right time for you. If we give it to you, you may not be able to handle it.
Okay, look at this. I'm putting Marie on the spot. So what would you say to somebody if they're going, well, you know, how often do you do it, and then when do you look at it as, okay, this is what I'm not supposed to go for? How much time do you put into it before you're saying, okay, obviously this is not the path that I'm supposed to be, that I'm not supposed to be walking down? Versus divine timing.
I guess it depends on how patient you are, I guess. You know, take a look at what you're asking for. What are you trying to manifest? Is it something that is, ultimately, are you feeling that it's for your highest good? Are you feeling that this is something that would be for the best of you? Or are you just randomly putting stuff down because you want things? Or is everything on your manifestation list materialistic? Or is it spiritualistic? So take a look at what you're asking for. I would say, you know, give it a good 3 times.
Okay, so here's my question. I'm just doing this because you know there's people
sure.
out there questioning. So what would you say towards, is it materialistic or spiritualistic? How would you define the two of those?
Well, what I would say is, okay, if you're constantly saying, you know, your manifestations are, I want a new car, I want a new diamond, I want, you know, it's just, I want material things.
Mm-hmm.
If that's all you're asking for,
mm-hmm.
and you're not asking for any kind of growth in yourself as a person,
mm-hmm.
so when you're asking for things to help you grow as a person,
mm-hmm.
that I see as more spiritual.
Mm-hmm.
If you're asking for only physical things because you want to flaunt it to people or show that I can have a Gucci bag or I can do this or, you know, because you consider it a status symbol,
mm-hmm.
that I consider materialistic.
Mm-hmm.
So when you're asking for things, you know, and you can, I guess you can ask for physical things, but attach something to it. I'm asking for a car so that I'm able to drive to my job in the hospital because I, you know, that's what I like to do to help people. You know, ask for things that help you grow as a person, not just because you want to keep up with Kim Kardashian.
There you go, folks. So that's the difference, folks. So,
yeah.
You know, just be mindful of there's a difference between what it is that you want, that which it is you need, and that what it is that is your heart's desire, you guys. Those are 3 differences. Needs, we all have that. We have our food, shelter, clothing, water. We may not have it in the quantity that we want. We may not have it in the quality that we want, but there's many of us who have it. And those who don't have it, is they're not looking for, you know, and it might be a shelter that they have to go to. So, and I'm not sitting here putting that down,
mm-hmm.
but that's completely another show. And then wanting is saying to the universe that you don't have it. Well, The universe can hear what it is that you're thinking, but they don't read your mind. They do, but they don't, mm-hmm. because the universe doesn't interpret what we say. The universe's definition of one word is different than our words. So anytime you're getting something from the universe, those who, you know, you're feeling things, ask the universe to give you clear, concise signs. Okay, what does that mean? How is the universe using this word? So, and it's just like everybody else. Somebody might use one word one way, and somebody else uses it another way. You know, there is no general rule. Just because it's in the dictionary, it means nothing. You know, so you want to be precise, like Marie said.
And also look for this, you know, look within. I have a girlfriend who keeps seeing a certain number, and she, you know, she's asked me about the meaning of this number, and I've told her, but she says, well, how come this isn't happening, and how come this isn't happening if I'm on the right path? And I told her, examine what you're doing on that path in relationship to your career. You know, if you're being told you're on the right path, then you're being told that, yes, you can continue what you're doing. But if you're not getting the results you want, examine what it is that you're doing and change it up, because we can all be on the path that we want to be on or we're supposed to be on, but we always have to be evolving. You can't stay stagnant. You can't keep doing the same thing day in and day out, week in, week out, month in, month out without changing something. You have to always change. The universe is shifting. The universe is changing. And we have to keep up with that.
Yep. And we're on charted territories too, you guys.
Yes.
So our paths have not evolved yet. And, you know, this is just me. There is absolutely no proof of it, but this is what I'm getting just with what it is that I see for myself. I think it's moment to moment that our souls are going and reevaluating our contracts. And there are many people who are writing. There's many souls that are exiting from this planet right now. The energy is intense, and those who are not spiritually evolving, they're not going to make it through this shift. And we know that. That's why we're seeing people mm-hmm. crossing over left and right, and one minute they're healthy, and all of a sudden, oh, my gosh. I've known more people who have crossed over, seriously, from massive heart attacks.
Well, yeah, and also, too, remember, you know, what I'm also seeing, a lot is being written the last day or two. A lot of people are feeling the same, oh, my God, what am I supposed to do? I don't know what I'm supposed to do. What's my next step? You have your path. You think you have your path. You're being given the signs that this is your right path. You're on the right path, yet you're feeling lost.
Oh, yeah.
And this is all part of this energy right now. With us ascending as quickly as I think they probably didn't know we would ascend this quickly, where it's all in a state of flux.
Mm-hmm.
And there are people out there where their whole lives are being tested.
Mm-hmm.
Situations are being thrown at them. They've never had to live this way.
Yeah.
They don't understand what's going on.
Yeah.
Well, guess what? You're getting the signs. You're getting the wake-up calls. You're not acknowledging them, and you're not changing with them. You're not acknowledging that, oh, yes, I'm being given these tests because I need to change my way of thinking and evolve, let myself ascend and let myself evolve. I'm trying to stay down, stuck in this 3D world. So,
good Lord, 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 so, Lordy.
I know there's a lot of people out there going through that. We're all questioning. I mean, I question it every single time. You know, what's going on here, people? What's going on?
And I'm right there with everybody going, I thought this was what I was supposed to do. What am I supposed to do? But there's a part of me, I went through my little, my little hardships seem to come in, seriously, my challenges come in towards the evening. And it's between 3 and 5, and then after that it comes in. I have a good morning, but I'm around kids. But what I've noticed with the kids that I'm working with, they have been having a really difficult week.
Mm-hmm.
They're all over the places. You know, so you can see that the energies are really really affecting the kids. So the calmer the adults are and the more peaceful we are, and what I'm finding, my crystals and stones and putting them on all of my chakras and above my head and below my feet and off to my left side and my right side, even putting a circle around me and laying inside of it is really helping me. So the crystals right now I know are activating new programs that we all have within us, you guys. And I would not doubt if down the road people are going to be saying this, that I would almost bet money on it, seriously, that our souls are going in and recreating they're recreating blueprints right now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, this is what I want to do, because a lot of souls are deciding right now, do I want to stay, do I not want to stay? Believe you me, my soul is tired. And it said, now you're giving up on me? Oh, I don't think so. So I'm going, who is like running this ship But it's like it will be interesting to see after the 18th mm-hmm. to see what people are going to be talking about.
Yeah, because remember, you know, the lunar eclipses are dramatic wild cards in our horoscopes. They shake us up so that we move from one level of evolution and maturity to another, and then we move up that scale rapidly, and, mm-hmm. you know, when we're doing it that fast, we're all thrown out of kilter.
Yes. Here's my thing, you guys, just because of my experiences, literally breathe through it. You take deep breaths in through your nose, and then you exhale, and it's not just like meditation. It's like you're deep breathing in and deep and slowly breathing out. And the more that you can just go in with that energy, it shifts a lot faster. But it's remembering to do that. It's remembering to do that. But you do it slowly. You can do it in your car. You can do it at work. You're breathing through it. I've never been in labor. I would assume Lamaze is a little bit quicker than that. This is a slower breathing, but it's deep breaths in and deep breaths out, but, you know, it's like a long exhale. And then you just continue to do it till you feel that you just pass through whatever this energy is. I don't know what's going on specifically. I have to go in and channel it later tonight, but the stuff that I was experiencing when I was driving in my car, we're going through something, and it almost feels like a mucus of some sort. But remember, you guys, we're going through a rebirthing process, so I'm going, ooh.
Well, let me tell you some more things of what an eclipse brings up so that I think it'll make sense, because everything that's on this list is what's happening.
Okay.
So eclipses bring news of life's big events,
yes.
birth of a baby, marriage, promotion, career breakthrough, et cetera. Monumental meetings and breakups or changes in one's jobs are also common in eclipse dates. So no matter what happens, it becomes evident that the universe is intent on moving forward. Now, my nephew's and his wife had a baby last night, and I was at the hospital. There were three women in there, and within an hour, all three ended up having to have cesareans.
Wow.
It was just like boom, 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 you know, and you kept hearing the chime, oop, another baby born, oop, another baby born, and they just kept coming. I was just sitting there going, oh, my God. Yep, we're in the eclipse. We're on an eclipse, and we're near a full moon. And then events that follow an eclipse have more weight than events brought on by a normal new or full moon. So when you have an eclipse in addition to the full moon, it packs a lot more energy and punch. And an eclipse may even bring on an event that seems fated. So eclipses always bring unexpected change of direction if you have a planet that will be touched. The eclipse does not have to fall in your sign to affect you.
Oh.
So, you know, just keep that in mind.
Hmm.
If an eclipse falls on your birthday, the year that follows certainly will be very eventful. You may experience a big change in lifestyle or in one specific part of your chart. And also guard your health if you're having an eclipse near your birthday, because you can be a little bit more run down than usual.
Does your birthday have to be the day of it?
Nope, near your birthday.
Oh, so that would include me in it since I just had a birthday Monday?
Yep.
Ooh.
So you can get run down. Take any message you hear at the time of an eclipse seriously. If someone brings news you don't like on an eclipse, realize there is little chance you can get it reversed, at least not for 4 months, if ever.
What? I'm avoiding people.
See, the news is essentially a non-negotiable decision and try to move on. Eclipses shine the bright light of truth to the part of your life that is touched by the eclipse. Most of the time, eclipses act as brilliant illuminators, revealing a condition that you were unaware existed. They can also act as catalysts to a major life decision. Also, under an eclipse, you may finally understand the true character of a person near you.
Oh, I see. I don't need an eclipse to figure that one out.
Well, you know, some people might just, you know, if you're unsure of somebody that you've met or someone, you know, you work with, this is a good time for...
Thank God for my intuition. And if I second guess it, you know what happens? I have dreams of wolves in sheep clothing, and that's where I'm going, oh, man, somebody's being really deceptive towards me, and never fails.
Hmm. And it says, and also, even if an eclipse won't affect you, you will nevertheless notice that there's plenty of action around you, not only in your own circle, but also in the world at large. So this is a time, too, that you'll see a lot of news events.
Oh, yeah.
And I will talk about that in a second. With all eclipses, something ends and something else begins. So during an eclipse period, you may feel like you're walking across a bridge to a brand new place with no turning back from where you started. You can't go back because after the eclipse, you will know more and understand things that were never clear to you before.
Woo! Yes! I love it!
Try not to issue ultimatums or make big actions under eclipse.
No.
Bide your time and act in a few weeks when there will be less static in the air.
Okay.
You may be feeling more emotional than usual under an eclipse, especially if the eclipse is lunar.
Is it possible to feel more emotional?
Oh. So, since your judgment may be impaired or pieces of information missing, try to get as much time as you can to think about what you heard. If you can, wait a week's time before deciding. If someone comes to you with a proposal, consider it carefully. Just make sure you look at all the sides before you proceed.
Oh, okay.
A quick response to news generated by the eclipse, often quite out of the blue, may be required. Keep your wits about you. Just keep your schedule light. Keep it, you know, because things can just pop up. And that's what's been happening to me all week. I've had my week all nicely planned with all my appointments. And as I'm going through the day, it's literally like a hand is throwing something at me or pulling something away. I'm like, hello, just can we keep it even?
Excuse me.
And don't be too quick to judge an eclipse as good or bad. They may act suddenly, but it takes weeks to understand their real meaning. So just, you know, be patient and keep an open mind. Just absorb whatever comes in.
God, I get tired of the word patient.
Eclipses can help you do things you never thought you could do.
Good.
You may be offered a chance to write a book or record an album.
Well, there we go.
They can sometimes open a door that was previously impossible to enter.
So that's cool. Nice.
Eclipses play with our sense of time.
Mm-hmm.
They bring events that you assumed were months or years away to your doorstep now.
Good.
So, you know, if something comes out of the blue,
I'm ready.
Be ready for it.
I am ready. Bring it on. Bring it on.
So a message brought to you by an eclipse is usually delivered within 4 days of the actual date of the eclipse, but not always. You can sometimes feel a full moon lunar eclipse as early as 2 weeks prior, or up to 6 months later when another planet is needed to trigger the news. So just kind of watch the what's going on, you know, about 4 days before and after and see what's happening. Take notice of all news and signals you get near the eclipses. So, you know, sometimes we get news in a very dramatic way or you might hear it in gossip, but kind of pay attention because it might foretell dramatic things or changes to come.
Okay.
Keep those little tips in mind. I mean, it kind of makes sense to me with all the stuff I've been going through. You know, as I read over this list earlier and I thought, oh, this kind of makes sense. No wonder, you know, I feel like I'm literally moving one step forward and then somebody shoves the rug under and then I go backwards again. And then
mm-hmm.
I'm trying to run up and then somebody pulls it out and here I go backwards again. It happened to me again today earlier and I was like, come on. Really, you know, and but it makes sense. This is all a little work of that little lunar eclipse, and so I'll be kind of watching and figuring out what it is I'm being told and trying to decipher my message.
Oh yes,
you
yep.
know.
Write down what it is that you're feeling, what you're experiencing. So that way, just as, you know, if there's any frustrations or whatever going on, so it doesn't stay within you, get it out of you so that you can burn that also. So just know we're all going through it. There's nothing anybody can do to avoid it, seriously, because even if you're to exit from this world, you're going to have to take care of it on a soul level. So, you know, why not do it while you're physically here?
Right. A really good person to read on Facebook is Claudia McNeely. She has been right on with.
She's right on
she's
with the information
ready.
I get.
Oh my
she's
gosh.
Right on.
She's, you know, she's very ascension based,
yep.
but she does. If you're having unusual pains and you can't figure out why you're having headaches or things, read her posts. I mean, she does a report pretty much daily, and she's been right on with what's happening here with the government here in the U.S.
And again, she posted today, and she was right on. You know, everything comes at that dramatic final hour during this eclipse, and they get everybody tensed up, and now, you know, they've come to the rescue to rescue us, blah, blah, blah. But, yeah, she's very right on.
Yeah.
So if you feel what you're reading in other places is not enough or it's not giving you the answer, a lot of what you're feeling may be the ascension stuff.
Yeah.
So, and then combine it with the lunar eclipse and the
mm-hmm.
full moon.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some people might be sitting in their house going, I'm never leaving. I'm just not getting off the couch. And that's okay. You can do that, too. I did that.
You look fancy.
I did it last Saturday. I didn't go anywhere. Mm. I didn't move off my couch. I didn't want to talk to anybody. I didn't want to see anybody. I didn't want to drive anywhere. I just literally was like, I'm not moving. I cannot face anything right now. I need to just sit here and absorb. And it was the best thing I did because life went on the next day.
I find that I'm finding that I want to do that. But I've also have been one to where I don't want to be around tons of people all the time.
Mm-hmm.
It can be etherically and physically and spiritually exhausting.
Mm-hmm.
So, but on that same note, for those of you to where you have made comments to me going, oh, my God, Beth, you're right on with this, Claudie McNeely, seriously, you guys, she writes up everything that I get, the information that I get. She just does a beautiful job of writing it up so I don't have to recreate the wheel.
Mm-hmm.
She is right on with all the stuff that I see, all the things that I'm getting information. So she's a source that I definitely trust. But, again, decipher and discern for yourself. Don't just blindly trust just because we're saying it. But, man, is she accurate. She's very, very good.
So I guess, you know, you guys, for the rest of the week and the weekend, just remember to take a deep breath. You know, this... And remember, this is the effect of you know, the eclipse and the full moon. Take a deep breath. Just kind of roll with the punches. If change is coming to you in your life, there's a reason for it. It's, you know, we all go through change, but when it happens in a very dramatic way, it can be very disconcerting. But take a deep breath. Try to roll through it. And try to manifest the good out of it. Try to see the positive in it. You never know. When change happens suddenly, it could be the best thing for you.
Well, here's the things that you guys are given the opportunity of being able to practice to detach from any outcome because you have absolutely no control over it. So detach.
Yep.
Just allow. Let it unfold. Take nothing, and I mean nothing personal.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing. No matter how personal it feels. That's what we're being. Are you going to walk your talk now? And you have no, because you're putting your faith in the divine that there's still a plan. What the plan is, we don't know, but we know it's better than what we can imagine. So
right.
Just
yeah.
breathe, and take comfort in that we're all going through it at the same time.
Yeah. And so we send you lots of love and light.
Yes,
and we will see you on Friday at noon for our Phone In Friday show.
Toodles, toodles, toodles.
Have a good day.
Bye.
Bye-bye.